Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly, wet start to your Friday morning, but the rain doesn't last all day. I'll show you when you can put away the umbrellas.
And here's a live look from WRAL Storm Tracker out on the roads, I-40 West right now, as we keep an eye out for you on those wet roads.
Also, we're following breaking news overseas, a mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall in Germany. What police revealed in the last 90 minutes about the history of that gunman and the victims as well.
And preparations are underway for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, we'll tell you what the city of Raleigh is doing to keep families safe.
A lot of news to get to this morning as you join us here on a Friday morning. We always appreciate your time. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, if that parade was today, it'd be a little bit of a dicey situation there. Might get a break tomorrow. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center, would they be safe tomorrow?
Yeah, things look fine tomorrow. It's going to be bright, beautiful. It'll be a little chilly and breezy, but the rain will be out of here. We're dealing with rain this morning, but nothing more than just rain. Still, you know, rain with cool temperatures makes for a fairly miserable start to the day. We're seeing less rain north and east of the Triangle area, but there's more of that coming. We'll see rain for the next several hours. It's been fairly steady down to the south from Sanford to Lillington to Spring Lake to Fayetteville to Clinton this morning. And we're certainly seeing some showers on and off from Wake Forest to Creedmoor over to Chapel Hill and Durham. It's just been a little more scattered in our northern counties, but we'll continue to see these waves of rain moving through. You can see those pockets there of yellow and orange that pop up. That's just where the rain's going to be a little bit heavier, potentially. Not expecting thunder and lightning. We have a very stable air mass over us right now. Cloudy skies through late afternoon and then some clearing overnight tonight and a pretty day Saturday. It is going to be on the chilly side and it will be breezy. We'll walk through that forecast for you for Saturday and Sunday too. Sunday's going to bring us a bit more rain. We take a look at what's happening outside. Here is a look at Clayton. Wet roads here, 50 degrees currently around the Triangle area. Our temperature in Fayetteville is 49 or 47 in Rocky Mount and 45 in Roxborough. So it's pretty chilly out there with the wet conditions. As the rain tapers off early to mid-afternoon, temperatures will start to climb on up into the 50s, Brian.
Here at 802, we just are getting word of a crash over in Cary, a crash with injuries at High House Road at Preston Wood Parkway. Starting to see some delays there between Cary Parkway and Davis Drive. We're going to get some more details about that crash. Also still watching a crash on Lewisburg Road right around Perry Creek Road. Seeing some pretty heavy delays coming in from Rollsville beginning before you get to Ligon Mill Road and extending all the way down toward Perry Creek. About a 10-minute backup overall heading away from South Main Street in Rollsville down toward 540. Now on the north side of Rollsville, there's another crash that we're tracking at 401 at Highway 96. This one not too far from the Franklin County line there. Reportedly a crash with injuries, and we are seeing at least some delays through that intersection. Also between Raleigh and Garner, look out for a crash, minor crash as far as we can tell, on Wilmington Street at Tryon Road. Not seeing big delays at this point. Again, we are dealing with wet roads throughout the viewing area, seeing some showers right now moving across Wake County. Doppler radar indicates that it looks pretty dry in Durham over toward Chapel Hill, and that's where the WRAL Storm Tracker is right now on I-40, not too far from 15501. Let's head out to the road and check in live with meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Anthony, I can see a couple of drops there on the windshield. It does look very light on radar right now.
Yeah, Brian, exactly that. Very light coverage. We're just seeing some sporadic bands of these showers, as Elizabeth was showing on radar a little bit ago. You get under them, and it kind of makes those windshield wipers go pretty fast, and then you get out of them, and it's a lot quieter. So certainly, their drops are there. The roads are wet right now, so what I'll say is just take it slow. We've even seen some areas of kind of that congestion where the cars are taking it a little bit slower here because of the wet roads. We are going to continue to watch this, though, here in the WRAL Storm Tracker. We have a few more bands on the way. We're headed kind of to see where those are at and track them as they get into our area. For now, though, we'll send it back to you in the studio to Ken and Jeff.
All right. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione keeping us posted on the road conditions there this morning. We'll give you a live look now at downtown Raleigh, a rainy downtown Raleigh, courtesy of the WRAL Live Cam Network. Right now, preparations are in place for tomorrow when Fayetteville Street will be full of families for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. This will be the first big parade since the Raleigh Christmas Parade, where an 11-year-old girl died while marching with her dance troupe. Well, the city made some big changes since then to keep your family safe. WRAL's Naya Harden is live along the parade route this morning to tell us some about that new safety rules. Naya.
Well, already we are starting to see no parking signs put up as they are preparing for this parade. And while it will look the same, the rules for those participating have changed. Drivers must be 21 and up and licensed. Only one passenger who is at least 18 can be in vehicles. Minors have to be supervised, and parade vehicles must be up to date on registration and have insurance. The new rules come after 11-year-old Haley Brooks was struck and killed by an out-of-control pickup truck that lost use of its brakes while she was dancing in the Raleigh Christmas Parade. Those participating feel the rule changes were needed. Saturday's parade is going to begin at 10 o'clock in the morning. We've got information for you on the WRAL News app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
We'll get a clearer picture today of the timeline to find a new superintendent for Wake County Schools. The Board of Education is holding a special meeting today to discuss the replacement for Caddy Moore, who's retiring July 1st. They'll focus on how to advertise her job posting, how soon they want to hold interviews, and how the community can weigh in before a final decision is made. Today's meeting is at 2:30.
Good news for the job market this morning could spell bad news for the fight against inflation. The February job report due out in about a half hour around 8:30 this morning. Economists expect it will show hiring remains strong and wages are rising. That would normally be a good thing, but experts say in this case, it shows the continued interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve aren't doing enough to tame inflation. Today's report, along with next week's Consumer Price Index, could influence the Feds as it considers yet another rate hike later this month.
New this morning, former President Donald Trump is responding to a report that he may soon face criminal charges in a hush money case involving adult film star Stormy Daniels. In a statement on social media, Trump called the potential indictment, quote, simply insane and a witch hunt. It would be the first criminal case ever brought against a former president. For now, Trump is invited to testify to a grand jury next week, a move which legal experts say signals charges aren't far behind. The grand jury is looking into Trump's involvement in a $130,000 payment made to Daniels in 2016 to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she had with him.
Well, breaking news overseas. In the past 90 minutes, we learned the person who killed at least seven people at the Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall in Germany was a former member of that religious community. Police also shared one of the victims is an unborn child. Officers believe the gunman took his own life as officers forced their way inside. Eight other people were hurt, four of them seriously. This happened in the northern city of Hamburg. Officers are still investigating a motive, but think the gunman acted alone. Investigators say he legally owned a semi-automatic pistol. Well, today, crews in Cumberland County back here at home will try and fully contain a fire that's burned more than 300 acres. The State Forest Service said yesterday afternoon that the fire is about 80% contained. It has been burning since Tuesday near Dudley Road. That's in the eastern part of Cumberland County. About a dozen families had to evacuate for a short time, but they are now back at their homes. One home was slightly damaged. No injuries have been reported.
National Transportation Safety Board is investigating another Norfolk Southern train derailment. This one happened yesterday in a remote wooded area of northeastern Alabama. Authorities say there were no hazardous materials released and no danger to the public. This latest derailment, though, comes as Norfolk Southern's CEO is vowing to fix the situation in East Palestine, Ohio, after last month's crash there. Senators grilled Alan Shaw during a hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill. Shaw said his company will clean the site of the February 3rd toxic derailment safely and thoroughly. Some people who live nearby that crash site aren't convinced.
I don't think he's really ever answered any questions. He just keeps saying, I'm committed. But like even when they said yes or no, it's I'm committed. He never answers yes or no. So I think he's full of it.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it'll hold Norfolk Southern responsible for that site's cleanup.
Well, Duke is the last local team standing in the ACC tournament. The Blue Devils will play top-ranked Miami tonight in the tournament semifinals in Greensboro. For NC State and UNC, though, the tournament is over. The Wolfpack are out after falling to Clemson in last night's game, 80-54. It's the third time Clemson has beaten NC State this season. The Wolfpack will find out Sunday if they've done enough to be part of the NCAA tournament. UNC may be on the outside looking in on Selection Sunday. The Tar Heels fell to Virginia last night, 68-59, to end their ACC tournament hopes. After starting the season as the number one ranked team in the country, the Tar Heels are now just 20-13 on the season.
And the Blue Devils ACC tournament hopes remain alive after they took down Pittsburgh yesterday. Duke pulled out to a big early lead, never let off the gas, coming away with a 96-69 win. Tip-off for the semifinal game tonight against top seed Miami is at 7 o'clock. The winner of that game will play the winner of Virginia and Clemson in the finals Saturday night. WRL's live coverage of the tournament will continue today from Greensboro. Brett Neese and the WRL sports team will be along for pre- and post-game coverage of Duke's game tonight.
810 now, more than a million Yeti products are being recalled. We'll explain the injury risk associated with its popular cooler and cases up next.
And Denny's wants to help you get through daylight saving time with free coffee. We will share how and when to get it just ahead.
And it's a wet morning. We take a look at Chapel Hill, and you can see people are walking around without their umbrellas, but the streets are definitely wet. I'll show you when all this rain starts to taper off coming up.
Welcome back at 8:13. You're looking live at a rather cloudy Rocky Mount Mills, and depending on where you are, you look out your window, that's exactly the scene you're seeing as well. And depending on your outdoor plans today, make sure you grab the rain gear. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking this for us.
So we're seeing scattered light showers across the area. We're about to see another wave, nothing heavy, but it's just a little steadier back here across the triad right now. That's going to start to move across our northern counties where it's been a little bit drier in the last several hours. We'll zoom in here and you can see some of that rain moving from Burlington toward Chapel Hill, starting to fill in there in Orange County, moving into Durham County as well. So it's just going to be with us on and off through, say, early afternoon. We're seeing some showers in Spring Lake and Fayetteville, and then up the I-95 corridor through Benson and Smithfield. Hasn't been too wet in Goldsboro, but there's plenty more rain coming. Not likely to see thunderstorms or anything terribly heavy. I'm probably going to see a total of around a tenth of a quarter of an inch, depending on where you are. Still looks rather dry in Goldsboro right now, but it's wet in Apex. The rain's coming down here in Apex and in Chapel Hill right now, so wetter conditions there. You can see the wet sidewalk in front of the Durham newsroom. Here's a look at the big picture. We have thunderstorms along the cold front, but that's way to our south. The warm front is generating some light and somewhat patchy rain across our area, but it is enough to make for just a kind of miserable commute this morning. Temperatures are mostly in the 40s, and it's just going to be wet on and off through about early afternoon. After that, we clear out tonight, a sunny and beautiful Saturday, but it will be cool and breezy. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Sunday's looking wet. That rain looks like it's going to roll in, say, around midday Sunday or maybe mid-morning. We're going to walk through that on Futurecast right now. So this morning, we're seeing some scattered showers by lunchtime. A lot of that starts to push just into our eastern counties, and we kind of wrap things up by mid-afternoon. And then some clearing happens overnight, and it's going to be a nice, bright Saturday. Let's push it ahead and start. Here's 8 a.m. Saturday morning. We move it out to lunchtime Saturday, no clouds, and then maybe a few high, thin clouds by 5 o'clock. We'll likely see rain fairly early. This is a brand new run of the computer models. This is even earlier than the last run that we saw. So some showers to start the day. We'll see it picking up in intensity around the middle of the day. You can see some heavy rain there around lunchtime, and then it moves on by. But we are likely to see potentially some of that lingering again through Monday morning. Hurricanes game Saturday, but again, Saturday looks nice and dry. It'll be cool at 5 o'clock, 56 degrees. If you're thinking about tailgating, you know, put on a jacket. You'll be fine. It's not going to be that cold. Coming out of the arena, 45 degrees. Rainfall for today, a tenth to a quarter of an inch, but then we'll have all that rain on Sunday into Monday, and that's going to add another probably half inch to maybe an inch in some places. Daylight saving time begins this weekend, so we push those clocks forward before we go to bed on Saturday night. We have some chilly mornings in our forecast. Both tomorrow morning and Sunday morning, temperatures will be in the upper 30s, and then we're looking at mid-30s on Tuesday morning and down below freezing for most of us Wednesday morning. Some of those will likely see frost advisories from the Weather Service. Brian.
Elizabeth, we are still watching these big delays on Lewisburg Road coming in from Rollsville back toward Raleigh this morning. This crash right around Perry Creek Road leading to those backups. They begin on southbound 401 or Lewisburg Road just before you get to Ligon Mill Road and extend down to Perry Creek Road. If you can pick up 401 from Perry Creek Road, you're in good shape heading down to 540. But coming in from Rollsville this morning, you're looking at about 7 minutes of backups related to that crash. We're seeing similar similar delays on Capitol Boulevard, leaving Wake Forest there. That's just congestion, though, on the southbound side. A few other crashes that we are watching around Raleigh right now and in Cary. We still have this crash with injuries reported on High House Road at Prestonwood Parkway. Just looked at some of the sensor data out there. Not seeing the kind of delays we were seeing earlier, so it looks like things are moving along a little more smoothly. Also look out for a crash between Raleigh and Garner on Wilmington Street at Tryon Road. Still dealing with wet roads this morning and some scattered showers. Going to head out to Hillsboro and check in live with the WREL Storm Tracker. And you can see on radar, they're moving into a little heavier precipitation. You can certainly see that on the windshield there. With those wet roads, you need to slow down and take it easy this morning.
School social workers from around the state are gathering today to push for higher pay. The State School Social Workers Association is meeting in Cary for its annual spring conference. One of the big items on the agenda is advocating for extra pay for workers who have master's degrees. State lawmakers eliminated that extra pay 10 years ago, saying workers should be paid based on performance, not credentials. The association says school social workers are leaving the profession at an increasing rate because of low pay. Smoke may linger for days from a big brush fire near Camp Lejeune, even though it's fully contained now. Experts say it's because of shifting winds. In all, the fire burned about 3,000 acres. No one was hurt and no property was damaged. Investigators haven't said how it started. Firefighters plan to stay at that scene to keep an eye on it.
UNC Chapel Hill is receiving a historic $5 million gift to address the current shortage of nurses. The money will be used to support nursing students and develop educators at the university through the Bedford Falls Foundation. This is the largest gift for students in the university's history. The multi-million dollar donation came from prominent Washington, D.C. philanthropists Joanne and William E. Conway, Jr. Well, if you own a Yeti cooler, you want to listen to this. The company now recalling nearly 2 million of its products. That's because the magnets inside can detach and become a health risk if swallowed. Yeti received nearly 1,400 reports of that happening. The recalled items include the Yeti Hopper M30 soft cooler, Hopper M20 soft backpack cooler, and the Sidekick dry gear case.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, American skier Michaela Schifrin won her record-tying 86th World Cup victory, in a giant slalom. Schifrin's win matched the overall record that was set about 34 years ago. I mean, you can see her here. She's just great. She finished 0.64 seconds before another skier to get the win. This was Schifrin's fourth straight win wire-to-wire in World Cup giant slalom since January. That is when she took the gold at last month's World Championships in France as well. So she's a tough one to beat.
She's amazing. Thanks for that, Michelle. College courses cover the classics, William Shakespeare, Jane Austen, Ernest Hemingway, and now Taylor Swift. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
Taylor Swift's All Too Well 10-minute version is the subject of an upcoming class at Stanford University titled All Too Well 10-week Version. It's one of Stanford's introductory studies courses for the winter quarter. The singer-songwriter previously has been part of the coursework at New York University and the University of Texas at Austin.
My army! Koopas! Goombas! Whatever those things are!
Aww.
We will destroy the Mushroom Kingdom!
Bowser is coming.
I'm not afraid. I'll do anything for my brother.
We're going to save him.
Yes! Fire!
Here we go. The final trailer is out for the Super Mario Brothers movie, with Mario doing his best to save his brother Luigi and the Mushroom Kingdom. The Super Mario Brothers movie races into theaters April 5th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Well, with daylight saving times taking an hour away of sleep from us, Denny's is offering free coffee to help customers adjust. The chain is giving rewards program members a digital coupon for a free cup of coffee on Monday. Of course, that's the day after the clocks move forward. Customers can sign up on the program and the company's website. Denny's coffee giveaway is also part of its 70th anniversary celebration.
And Dunkin' and Grubhub are also jumping in, offering free coffee to help out with that one-hour jump forward. The offer is available to customers who spend $15 or more on Grubhub between March 12th and March 18th. Customers can redeem the offer once a day until the promotion ends.
Yeah, we'll all need some coffee Monday.
Right. The changeover. It's a tough one. You might call it home sweet dumpster.
Yeah, listen to this. An artist in London is so concerned about the city's rent crisis, he actually built a house inside a dumpster and plans to live in it for a year. 28-year-old Harrison Marshall says he wants to draw attention to the crazy price of renting a room in the city. He says right now, living in a house that's situated in a dumpster is the only way he can afford to live in an area near where he works.
The skip provided me the kind of opportunity to make my own tiny little house in something which I can pick up, I can move, relocate, and again, kind of show that juxtaposition of a house inside something which should never be lived in.
So a skip, I learned this in the last hour from Michelle McConkey, a British term for dumpster. An arts charity is letting Marshall use its land. And the one drawback, there's a portable bathroom. Marshall has to shower at the work or at the gym. And Saturday nights, that gets tough sometimes.
Yeah, I could imagine. But
one night a week.
More power to him over the next year.
Exactly. Good luck. Coming up, the new rules in place to keep you and your family safe at the St. Patrick's Day celebration tomorrow.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We do hope you're having a good morning, even though it's a little wet outside. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
We've got scattered showers across the area right now, especially from, say, Durham westward and then down toward Fayetteville. We've had a little break in the precipitation north and east now for the last hour or so, but we're going to continue to see waves of rain moving through all the way until lunchtime or early afternoon. Here's a look at Sanford. The rain is coming down in Sanford right now. It's not heavy, but it is steady here currently. So heading out the door, I would encourage you, even if it's not raining where you are, grab that umbrella because it's likely to be raining at some point between now and the early part of the afternoon. Once we get past lunchtime, we taper off just to a few sprinkles, and we're looking at a nice dry Saturday, Brian.
As we take a look at traffic this morning, in the past couple of minutes, we have some sort of an incident out on 87 southbound, seeing some delays between 540 and Hodge Road. Also look out for a crash in North Raleigh on Atlantic Avenue at Millbrook Road. Over in Cary, they're clearing a crash right now from High House Road at Prestonwood Parkway. Elsewhere, major routes are looking okay around the triangle. Of course, we are seeing these showers and the WRL storm tracker right now over in Orange County, driving through some heavier precipitation. You can see the rain coming down there, so you need to slow down on those wet roads this morning.
Raleigh city leaders are making some changes to St. Patrick's Day parade. New rules include requiring drivers to be over 21 and minors must be supervised. The changes come after an 11-year-old was killed marching in Raleigh's Christmas parade. Tomorrow's parade starts at 10 o'clock in the morning on North Wilmington Street. Raleigh police also searching for the person responsible for shooting two men. It happened outside the Biscuitville on Wake Forest Road near Hodges Road. One victim suffered serious injuries. The other victim will be okay. The police say the public is not in any danger. More local news on Fox 50, but the Today Show continues right here on WRAL.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking scattered showers this morning on the dual Doppler 5000 radar. I'll show you how many more hours we'll see the wet conditions.
And the WRAL storm tracker is keeping an eye on the wet roads for us. This is a live look right now. As you head out this morning, this is what you'll be facing. Plus,
and preparations are underway for the St. Patrick's Day parade. Coming up, we're going to tell you what the city of Raleigh is doing to keep families safe.
And good news for the job market this morning could spell bad news for the fight against inflation. What to expect from that report due out any moment now. I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing that. And we always look forward to seeing you here on Fox 50 at 8:30. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Certainly glad you're making us part of your day early on a Friday here. Kind of gray, kind of rainy. Not going to let that ruin our Friday. Right. Elizabeth Carter in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. Spotty showers.
That's right. Friday is Friday, and Saturday looks sunny, as we just have to get through this. We'll see the rain tapering off as we get into the early to mid part of the afternoon, just depending on where you are. It has been scattered. We haven't seen any thunderstorms. We're not likely to. We'll start to see this rain tapering off again, as I mentioned, in a few hours. We have some steady showers down here in Fayetteville over toward Clinton, Lillington, and Dunn, seeing some rain right now. It's starting to fill in a little bit more across Orange County and Durham County. We'd seen a little break in the precipitation there as well, and it's still a little on the drier side between Henderson and Lewisburg. We have Anthony Baglione, who's out on the storm tracker right now, taking a look at what's happening on the roads. And Anthony, I know I've seen you out there with the windshield wipers really going. It looks pretty wet out there right now.
Yeah, it's definitely picked up, Elizabeth, in intensity, I would say, here over the past 15 to 20 minutes or so. We were on I-40 heading westbound past Durham and kind of out to our western counties, and now we're working our way back with this one band of rain that's pushing through. And kind of like we've been talking about all morning, we'll see off and on breaks, but then some heavier coverage here over the next hour or so. And this is exactly where we're at right now. One good tool here to have this morning is the WRL weather app, because you can get radar on your screen there and see exactly where the storm system is. And we're going to continue to follow this here as it gets closer to the city of Raleigh here pretty shortly, moving through Durham and Chapel Hill here pretty shortly. So we'll continue to track it here, but we'll send it back to you in the studio right now.
Definitely messy out there. Thanks for being out there in all of that. It's good that we haven't seen a whole lot of accidents just yet, but of course we still have more of the commute to go, and Brian Schrader's coming up in just a little while to talk more about what's happening out there in terms of where the backups may be. Check in future cast. We'll roll this through between 9 and lunchtime. We continue to see some of those showers, but once we get to early afternoon, mid-afternoon, we begin to see that tapering off. We may see a few thin spots in the clouds this evening, and then overnight we start to clear out. It looks like it's going to be a nice day for us on Saturday. Look at this. We take a live look at downtown Apex. That rain's coming down. 50 degrees is our current temperature. Our temperatures are mostly in the 40s, though. It's 49 in Clinton, 48 Southern Pines, 45 in South Hill, and 47 right now in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Hour by hour, temperatures will creep up this afternoon. We'll make it into the mid-50s as the rain tapers off. Saturday looks nice and dry, but cool and breezy. And Sunday, we're back to rain. I'll show you when to expect it coming up.
We want to give you a live look outside right now at downtown Raleigh, courtesy of the WRL Live Cam Network. Right now, preparations are in place for tomorrow when Fayetteville Street will be full of families to watch the St. Patrick's Day Parade. This will be the first big parade since the Raleigh Christmas Parade, where an 11-year-old girl died while marching with her dance troupe. Since then, the city made some changes to keep you and your family safe tomorrow. WRL's Nyah Harden along the parade route this morning to tell us about some of those new safety rules.
Well, this morning, if you're downtown, you're going to start seeing these no parking signs. Well, we expect the parade to be the same. The rules for those participating have changed. Drivers must be 21 and up and licensed. Only one passenger who is at least 18 can be in vehicles. Minors have to be supervised, and parade vehicles must be up to date on registrations and have insurance. The new rules come after 11-year-old Haley Brooks was struck and killed by an out-of-control pickup truck that lost use of its brakes while she was dancing in the Raleigh Christmas Parade. Those participating feel the rule changes were needed.
Just given the history of what has happened with parades in the past, in the last couple of years, I think it's important for Raleigh, the city of Raleigh, to have all these regulations in place.
Saturday's parade begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. We've got information for you on the WRL News app. Nyah Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
We'll get a clearer picture today of the timeline to find a new superintendent for Wake County Schools. The Board of Education is holding a special meeting today to discuss the replacement for Kattie Moore, who's retiring July 1st. They'll focus on how to advertise her job posting, how soon they want to hold interviews, and how the community can weigh in on a final before a final decision is made. Today's meeting is at 2:30. Former President Donald Trump is responding to a report he may soon face criminal charges in a hush money case involving adult film star Stormy Daniels. In a statement on social media, Trump called the potential indictment, quote, simply insane and a witch hunt. It would be the first criminal case ever brought against a former president. For now, Trump is invited to testify to a grand jury next week, a move which legal experts say signals charges aren't far behind. The grand jury is looking into Trump's involvement in a $130,000 payment made to Daniels in 2016 to help keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she says she had with him.
Raleigh police are still looking for the person who shot two men outside a Biscuitville restaurant. We first brought you this as breaking news yesterday morning. It happened just before 6 o'clock yesterday on Wake Forest Road near Hodges Road. In that video, you can see that SUV, the windows completely shot out. One of the victims suffered serious injuries. The other will survive. Witnesses say this is linked to an incident on Paula Street, not far away. Police have not named the shooter, but called this incident isolated with no danger to the public.
Breaking news we're following from overseas. In the past 2 hours, we learned the person who killed at least seven people at a Jehovah's Witnesses Kingdom Hall in Germany was a former member of that religious community. And police also shared that one of the victims is an unborn child. They also believe the gunman took his own life as officers forced their way inside. Eight other people were hurt, four of them seriously. This all happened in the northern city of Hamburg, and officers are still investigating a motive, but they think the gunman acted alone. They say he legally owned a semi-automatic pistol. New this morning, China's President Xi Jinping has been elected to an unprecedented third term now. In China, a presidential term is 5 years, so he is entering his 11th year in power, and that makes him the longest-serving head of Communist China since its founding in 1949.
Counselors will be back at Carver High School this morning after the death of a student. Hundreds of family and friends gathered last night to mourn 15-year-old Roberto Deledo. His body was pulled from Jordan Lake yesterday morning after 2 days of searching. Deledo and a family member were riding jet skis Tuesday night when he developed engine trouble. His family member went to grab a tow rope, but when that family member returned, Deledo was gone.
Sad, but I'm also in some disbelief. Like, did this really happen? This was just 2 days ago, we were laughing, and so it feels unreal.
Heartbreaking for that school community. There's a GoFundMe to support Deledo's family. We've posted a link to it on WRL.com. Well, four people are hurt, but miraculously, everyone is okay after a medical helicopter crash in western North Carolina. This crash happened last night in Macon County near the Georgia border. A health system out of Tennessee says the helicopter was transporting a patient along with three crew members to Mission Hospital in Asheville when it went down. All four suffered minor injuries, but the pilot was not hurt.
Wilmington Airport will return to full operation today as authorities work to figure out why a man drove his car through a fence onto the tarmac and then straight into the airport's terminal. This all happened around 7 last night. The New Hanover County Sheriff's Office says the driver crashed through the doors and windows of the terminal. A TSA officer was hurt, but only minor injuries. The driver faces several state and federal charges. The airport remained open last night as authorities investigated.
Breaking news in the WRAL Live Center. The February jobs report just came out in the last couple of minutes. This is what we are looking at. They say jobs rose 311,000 in February last month, more than expected as job growth stays hot. They were predicting this. Economists did expect hiring to remain strong. Today's report, though, this is the big but in this situation, along with next week's consumer price index and today's report that could influence the Fed as they consider another hike later on this month. So we'll have to see what happens with that.
Thanks, Michelle, for that update. Some intersections in Raleigh will soon see some changes. Coming up, why City Council approved a measure to end right turns on red in the downtown area.
Oh, and so we'll tell you more about this unique ice cream flavor that you might want to add to your food bucket list. I say might when you hear about it.
Is the time right now on your Friday morning, and this is a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network. Zebulon, historic town hall right there. Even the gray skies can't take away from the beauty of that old building right there. And it is rainy in parts of our viewing area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar.
Yeah, tracking some showers out there this morning. It started to pick up just intensity a little bit around parts of Orange County and Durham County. Started to ease up a little bit in parts of the Sand Hills. But we'll continue to see waves of rain with just some scattered showers across the area for the next several hours. All the way through lunchtime, we'll continue to see this rain. So it's starting to move out of Fayetteville, Southern Pines, and Rayford for now, but there'll be more of that later on. We'll move back up up to the north, and this is where it's starting to fill in a little bit more. So Hillsborough, Chapel Hill, Durham, up I-85, past Creedmoor, and you're going to start to see more of that to the east too. Lewisburg, Roanoke Rapids, Rocky Mount Wilson should start to see more of that rain too coming up in about an hour or so. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can continue to see more waves of rain moving through between 11 and noon. We may see this last band that may be a little bit heavier, and then things begin to lighten up a little bit more into the early part of the afternoon. And eventually this all just moves out, and we're going to end up seeing a pretty day on Saturday. We're going to start to see a few holes in the clouds late today, clearing skies overnight tonight, and then a little breezy and chilly but sunny for Saturday. Look at this. This is one of the messiest cameras that I could find. You can see rain on the camera lens here in Apex, those showers coming down. Again, not terribly heavy. It's just a steady, cool, uncomfortable sort of rain out there. In the Triangle, it's 50 degrees. We'll see temperatures climbing into the mid-50s for highs this afternoon, so we're not going to warm up a whole lot as we stay cloudy for the rest of the day. It's 48 in Southern Pines, 46 in Goldsboro, and in South Hill. So most of the temperatures are in the 40s, but we started in the 30s and 20s yesterday, so we're seeing a bit of a warm-up, especially in the Triangle. It's 10 degrees warmer than yesterday, but still, it's not very comfortable with all that rain falling. Our temperatures this afternoon will likely be in the mid to upper 50s for the most part, and it'll be a chilly start to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we'll see sunny skies, but just 46 degrees. If you're headed downtown for the parade, sunny side of the street would feel good, a jacket, because it will also be breezy. We'll see winds gusting 25 to 30 on Saturday morning. Then those gusts begin to taper off as we get through the afternoon. So here's a look at the weekend. Rain this morning, tapering off this afternoon. Sunshine Saturday and 58. And then Sunday looks like it's going to be wet for most of the day, and chilly too, with a high of just 47 degrees. Speaking of chilly, we have some cold mornings in our forecast tomorrow and Sunday, looking at upper 30s, and then low to mid 30s Tuesday and Wednesday. We may see some frost advisories posted for parts of our area of Saturday or Sunday, but it's even more likely Tuesday and Wednesday as those temperatures continue to drop. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed on Saturday. Change all those smoke detector batteries. Once we get past Sunday and early Monday, we start to dry things out. A nice warm up on Thursday, back to 64.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, you notice some big changes to intersections in downtown Raleigh with red lights, so it's all in the name of safety. City Council approving a measure banning drivers from turning right on red. Data obtained by WRAL uncovered 114 crashes involving pedestrians dating back to March of 2018. 62 of them happened at intersections with stoplights. Raleigh's mayor hopes this new rule can prevent future crashes.
We all have to be committed as a community to making our community safe. It's as simple as that.
City leaders are hoping the red light cameras already in place can help them with enforcement.
Alec Murdoch will appeal his conviction in the murders of his wife and son. The filing comes a week after Murdoch was found guilty. One of his attorneys tweeted today saying, "This is the next step in the legal process to fight for Alex's constitutional right for a fair trial." Murdoch's wife and son were found shot to death on the family's property in June of 2021. A data breach may have exposed sensitive data of Capitol Hill employees, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses. The U.S. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms told staff yesterday that a breach of D.C. Health Link is much more extensive than previously reported. House and Senate staff members are being encouraged to freeze their family credit cards to guard against fraud and identity theft. The FBI is trying to find out how all the personal health data ended up on the dark web.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell remains in the hospital this morning. The Senate minority leader suffered a concussion after falling at a hotel in D.C. during a private dinner. The senator's spokesperson says he will stay at the hospital for a few more days just to make sure that he's safe. That spokesperson didn't say how long he could be away from the U.S. Senate. Actor Robert Blake has died. The Emmy Award-winning actor was known for his starring roles in the television show Beretta and movies including In Cold Blood. He later was charged with the murder in the death of his wife in 2001. He was tried and acquitted. Blake's niece says he suffered from heart disease. Robert Blake was 89 years old.
Duke men's basketball advanced in the ACC tournament. The Blue Devils will play top seed Miami tonight in this tournament's semifinals round in Greensboro. For NC State, UNC, Wake Forest, those North Carolina teams are all out right now. WRL's Chris Lee breaks down Thursday's games.
If you were simply just cheering for ACC teams in our state on Thursday, well, you went through a roller coaster of emotions because the teams from the state of North Carolina went 1-3 in the ACC tournament. NC State got off to a hot start against Clemson. Terquavion Smith getting it started early off the bat, a bucket and the foul. The Pack will be up by 9 in the first half, but Clemson roared back on an 11-0 run to take the lead. P.J. Hall with 15 huge points for the Tigers as the Pack went cold in the last 20 minutes of the game, losing 80-54.
It gives us a lot of motivation. We had motivation tonight, but we couldn't get the job done. But we'll see what happens Sunday. We can get in there. We're sure going to make a run.
North Carolina took on Virginia. Armando Bacot, only 4 points for the Heels, and sat much of the second half, re-aggravating his ankle injury. Heels shot it at 36% and lost it 68-59. Duke is the only in-state team playing in the semifinals. They dismantled Pitt behind 22 points from freshman Kyle Filipowski. The Blue Devils are moving on 96-69. Wake Forest also lost on Thursday, leaving Duke as the only team from our state who's left in this ACC tournament. We'll see what happens when they take on Miami at 7 o'clock tonight. In Greensboro, I'm Chris Lee, WRAL Sports.
Well, St. Patrick's Day is still a week away, but the city of Raleigh will be celebrating this weekend with a parade in downtown Raleigh. Let's bring in lifestyle editor from WRAL, Kathy Hanrahan, to talk about the out and about fun picks this weekend. Kathy, let's start with some country music tonight.
This is a great one. Okay, so here are the songs and the stories behind some of country music's greatest hits over at Durham Performing Arts Center. Nashville Songwriters at DPAC will feature dozens of songwriters who have worked with like Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean, and Luke Bryan. Tickets are still available. This is great for music fans.
Oh, it really is, because what's interesting is that they not only talk about the songs and the lyrics, but the stories behind how they came up with those songs. So it's a great concert to go to as well. You know, Kathy, we mentioned the St. Patrick's Day Parade happening tomorrow. What can fans expect?
Okay, so I'm already wearing my green today. And don't forget to wear your green if you go out to downtown Raleigh tomorrow, because the St. Patrick's Day Parade, it's going to be starting at 10 a.m. In downtown Raleigh. It starts on North Wilmington Street and it goes through downtown and then it stops at Lake City Plaza. So it's a wonderful time to get out there and just, you know, just enjoy celebrating a great event with your family.
Yeah. And while people are in downtown Raleigh, they can head over to the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. The museum's celebrating all things snakes. What's going on there?
I know. So enjoy your St. Patrick's Day Parade, then we'll go over to the Museum of Natural Sciences and see some snakes. The museum's hosting the Reptile and Amphibian Day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's going to be crafts and live animals. This year's featured animal is the viper. So lots of snake talk are going to be happening at this event. And admission is free, so it's a good family-friendly pick.
You know, snakes give people the heebie-jeebies, but I actually don't mind snakes. I think it'll be fun to see them and touch them and hold them.
Not a snake fan myself, no.
Kathy Hanrahan, always great to see you. Lots of fun ahead this weekend. To find out about these events, go to WRL.com and search Out and About. Take care, Kathy.
Snakes need love too, you know. Local groups are preparing to celebrate Holi, the Hindu festival marking the end of winter and the start of spring. In Cary, the Northwest Cary YMCA will host a celebration tonight from 5 to 7, and tomorrow in Morrisville, a celebration is happening from noon until 3 at the Cedar Fork Community Center. Be sure to bring your white t-shirt with you for when the colored powder gets thrown around. Tickets for this year's Dreamville Music Festival are officially sold out. There's still an option, though, to join a wait list on the festival website. The event sold out just a little more than a week after the lineup was announced. The two-day festival is April 1st and 2nd, and some of the artists featured include Usher, Drake, Fayetteville's own J. Cole, who created the event. This event typically draws tens of thousands of music fans to Dick's Park.
A lot of people have that weekend circled on their calendar.
Oh, and have for months, oh, right? Get in, hopefully the weather holds.
No doubt. Well, it's National Ranch Day, and this year it's extra special. Here's why.
Why? Because of this, Van Leeuwen Ice Cream announced seven new spring flavors, and one of them, Hidden Valley Ranch Ice Cream. The company's calling the new ice cream flavor possibly our most surprising ice cream yet. And that's saying something.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, Jeff, this is the same brand that came up with Grey Poupon ice cream and Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. The company says the new ranch ice cream is filled with the same herbs and buttermilk and sweetness you find in the bottle.
Uh-huh.
It will be sold exclusively at Walmart locations nationwide.
Keep it in the bottle.
That's what I say.
They don't make it at Sunny Skies. I'm
right there with you.
Right, I know. Winning.